Are vegans actually unhealthy?
Does cannabis ruin your sleep?
And why are so many men taking testosterone supplements? I'm Mitch.
And I'm Greg.
And we're the creators of the popular YouTube channel ASAP Science.
Every week on our podcast Side Note by ASAP Science, we explain the science behind a controversial subject with recent research, up-to-date studies, and ridiculous stories so you are entertained while, bam, simultaneously learning.
We're here to make science make sense.
Download Side Note by ASAP Science wherever you get your podcasts.
Our story today is about pigs. Once upon a time, someone brought some wild pigs to the Canadian prairies for farming and hunting and eating. And as they tend to do, some of those pigs got loose. Now, years later, the prairies have a problem. A crop-wrecking, water-fouling, rapidly reproducing, potentially disease-spreading problem. In the prairies, you see, feral pigs are an invasive species, and they are spreading. You might remember a recent story on this podcast about Toronto's rat problem. Part of that story was about how Alberta's quick action and long-term follow-up has ensured that rats are almost non-existent in that province. And right now, every government on the prairies faces a very similar dilemma. If it's not already too late, they need a solution that will eradicate these pigs quickly, before they outnumber humans. And I didn't exaggerate that last part. I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, and this is The Big Story. Jason Markusoff is the Alberta correspondent for Maclean's. Hey, Jason.
Hello, hello.
Can you describe for me, because it sounds really disturbing, how Albertans, and I guess everybody on the prairies, learns that feral pigs are nearby their property? What kinds of stories did you hear as you talked to people?
I was talking to one farmer in Saskatchewan. Now, it's a pretty fast-spreading problem, but due to the nature of pigs being fairly hidden and not really hanging out in public too often, not a lot of farmers get to see this. But you hear this occasionally. You'll hear hunters getting, winding up seeing them when they're going on hunting trips in the bush in Manitoba. You'll see people hitting them with their cars. And they're pretty big animals. We're talking 7,500 kilograms, sometimes 400-pound animals. So they'll do a number on your car if you hit one, kind of like a deer or a moose. I spoke to one farmer in Saskatchewan, an area where the pigs have been pretty prominent, and he's seen them late at night, and you just, like, you know, you flash your lights on, you see these beacon eyes in the distance. Once they wound up running onto his farm and near his kids were playing. And if you get to where the mother is with her piglets, that can be pretty dangerous, just like a mama bear and her cubs.
Right.
And then he's had his parts of his farm uprooted as though some drunken dude went on a joyride with a rototiller and threshed up all his property. Another area, his canola had a strip taken out of it. These dudes are bad and they can do a lot of damage.
So what are they exactly and where did they come from? Because when I hear a term feral pigs, I think of, you know, feral cats, which are domesticated animals gone wild. Is that what these are or what are they?
These are domesticated animals gone wild, but not your pet guinea pigs or anything like that or little pot-bellied pigs. This was in the 80s and 90s. Until then, wild boars, as we know them in cuisine and farming,
right,
weren't really prominent. They decided to bring a bunch in on several farms for agricultural diversification programs. If regular hog farming is suffering, this is something different. Wild boar meat is a delicacy, and if you haven't tried it, it is actually delicious. And it is quite a good farm to game meat. But sometimes they would run loose, they'd get out, or they would be released into the wild. Farms would just give up and release them into the wild, and they would go out there and reproduce like bunnies, I guess. Sows can have six pigs per litter, you know, once or twice a year. So talk about that. It multiplies rapidly, the problem. And that's how we got to where we were.
So you mentioned, I guess, that they're pretty big animals and they stay away from humans. But what do we know about how they behave and if they're dangerous or not?
Well, they're mostly nocturnal. They mostly keep to themselves. They're not looking for trouble, like most wildlife. They're not out there looking to attack humans or to cause economic damage on farms. They mostly do their stuff at night. They often stay together in packs. they stay like stay near rivers. And actually, ecologists worry that some river areas are most at risk by the wild pigs because they'll wallow in the river and then they'll start rooting up some of the areas around the river looking for bugs and seeds and to eat. And they'll, you know, you'll go around parts of Saskatchewan where they are and just see riverbanks totally despoiled. You know, like the worst of invasive species, they have no natural predator in Canada because they are not native to this area. So nothing is really stopping them from spreading, at least nothing in nature.
And how are they spreading? Do we have any idea how quickly, what kind of numbers we're talking about?
So the reason I got onto this story and this wound up in the media a little bit was there was a study in Nature Science Reports, and there have been some academics, particularly out of the University of Saskatchewan, that have been tracking the spread of wild pigs using various survey methods over the years. And there's this one series of maps they put out from 1990s to 2017 that it looks like what starts out as a few bites becomes a wild, massive untreated rash that is covering large swaths of Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta, and spreading rapidly throughout. In the 1990s, the survey found that across Canada, 27 watershed areas had wild pigs. Last decade, that number leapt to 348, went up by more than 10. By 2017, the reports were 993 swine-infested watersheds. So from 27 to 993 in barely two decades. And they cover now an area that spans 778,000 square kilometers. That's bigger than Texas and New Brunswick combined.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the map that you sent me, and it is, if it was my neighborhood that was located anywhere near that, I'd be worried. It's impressive growth.
But the reality, yeah, it is alarming growth. And at this level, at this rate, most people haven't seen them. So there's not a lot of awareness out there. If you're a farmer next to a group of 200 pigs, you might see some. But in a lot of communities, they just keep to themselves. You don't see them too often. You may see one or two thinking, oh, just farmer Dwayne's, one of his pigs got loose, so whatever. It's right. Not this big problem yet. But the experts that study this say we're getting there because the spread is rapid, and that's what you see elsewhere.
So aside then from potential damage to watersheds that you mentioned, and I guess theoretically, though it's rare, encounters with these pigs, what are the concerns? Are there health issues, safety issues? Why is this a big problem?
Well, there are two worries. One is that if we don't really treat this rash, as it were, we could get what they see in Texas and parts of California, where these pigs have been on the run for decades upon decades, centuries, really. And you have massive problems with the crop damage. Annual U.S. crop damage is estimated at $1.5 billion. And there are routine claims by car accidents. You know, and they can be deadly at times. But collisions between vehicles and wild pigs in America cost about $36 million U.S. a year. So if left unchecked, the damage can be quite prominent. You'll see more and more human-pig interactions. They'll be damaging more crops, damaging more water areas, getting into campsites. It could be a serious problem. The other problem is health issue. Right now, Canada is fortunate we don't have disease in our wild pig population. But what's really helping focus Canadian officials' minds on this, and a lot of minds throughout the world, is a disease that's really hit hard in Europe called African swine fever, which isn't harmful to humans, but if it hits a pig population, it can be very deadly and it can wipe out a lot of the population. And wild pigs are spreading it very rapidly in Europe, so rapidly and such a big worry that in Denmark, they're building a fence across the border of Germany to make sure that the wild pigs, some of which might have disease in Germany, don't reach that northern state. Now, this, like I said, this swine fever hasn't hit Canada. But if it does hit Canada and somehow gets into the wild pig population, it's extremely hard to control, and it could spread very rapidly. So that's, again, helping Canadians focus their mind on how do we actually control this this problem.
So what are the governments in the prairies doing about this? Are they taking steps right now?
They've been working on this for a while. One of the problems, though, is that one of their solutions was not good, especially in Alberta, where they thought, well, hunters want at this. Hunters can eliminate this by ourselves. We'll actually offer a bounty program, $50 per sow's ear, pig's ear, and we'll get hunters do this. And hunters love killing pigs. They're fun to to attack, apparently. I'm not a hunter, but this is a big pastime. I mean, there are, you know, one of the reasons they brought wild pigs over was as a penned hunting experience. The problem they learned, they've stopped this bounty program in Alberta, is that the wild pigs, once they're hunted, they stop going to that area. They become smarter. They become more defensive. Officials keep telling me that wild pigs are remarkably intelligent. They will learn not to be there. So if you attack them during the day, they'll just become more nocturnal, more hidden, and multiply rapidly without being checked. So they've pulled back on that program. Alberta has tried other methods. The problem with other methods is that they take longer and they're more costly. One of them is that they build a big corral and they lure one pig with oats and molasses, and then another pig will come, and then they'll eventually, hopefully in a week or two, pen off the whole group and then take them out at that point. Or there are surveillance drones. Some areas they do aerial shooting. One of the ones that's the most interesting is the Judas pig method.
Sorry, what?
The Judas pig method.
Okay, that is what I thought I heard. Explain what the Judas pig method is.
In Bible school, you might have heard of Judas Iscariot and know what he did to Jesus. I'm Jewish. I don't know too much about it, so I won't go into that much detail on that one. But I will explain what these Judas pigs are. So they'll take one pig out of a group, one wild pig, and equip that pig with a GPS collar and track that pig as they go around. Pigs travel in packs. They're called sounders. That's what a group of pigs is called. So this one pig will find the group, and in usually a helicopter, officials will go up and take out all the other pigs, except for the one with the GPS collar. And then the GPS collar pig, the Judas pig, will go find another group, because that's what they do. They want to find groups. And that Judas pig will hang out with the next group. Then they'll do the same with that group. And this Judas pig will go to another group. This isn't a foolproof method, but it's one that the officials I speak to find very promising.
I kind of feel really bad for that one poor pig. Like that's got to be a hard life.
He's not gonna be a popular guy in group. I mean, that is trauma after trauma, I guess. But you know, he must feel lucky that he's the one who survives.
When we talked. On this show a couple weeks ago about Toronto's disgusting rat problem. And one of the things that our guest mentioned to us, because we talked about the rest of Canada too, is that Alberta in particular was extremely good at getting out in front of an exploding population and keeping vigilant for growth and removing rats whenever they saw them. And that's done some incredible work to keeping Alberta's rat population almost non-existent. So the question that I had reading your piece about these feral pigs is it too late? Like, do people in governments there think it's too late to really get ahead of this and now they're just trying to control it? Or is there still a chance to use these methods and other methods to scale this population way back and maybe even get rid of them?
They haven't given up hope, certainly. The officials I speak to say that this could be controlled. It's tough. It's tricky. They've done all these methods. But that first farmer I spoke with about earlier in this conversation, Jordan, the Saskatchewan Crop Insurance Corporation that deals with this for the province of Saskatchewan, they told me that they eradicated all the pigs. They'd done all these methods. They went back and checked, and there were no pigs. I asked Jordan. He says, I saw a few last week. They're still around. So it's very tricky to really eradicate them, but certainly they can control them. They've been able to flush pigs out of certain areas. It's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of money. And that's how it worked with Alberta and rats. They devoted, you know, serious resources to this problem, had many officials and many different methods over a long period of time, and worked diligently once they thought they had eradicated the problem to keep on it. So it's going to take a lot of work. You know, the lead experts who did this study and showed this rash-like maps that tracked their spread said, if we don't get to this seriously in the next year or two, it's probably going to be out of control. It's probably going to be something that just continually spreads and is a continuous problem in Alberta. One guy, and this sounds alarmist, says that we could see the day where wild pigs even outnumber the population of Saskatchewan in the province. There are more than 1 million people in Saskatchewan.
Wow.
So, gulp.
Is that their ultimate goal to totally eradicate the wild population because it's an invasive species, or would they like some to remain?
There's no benevolent purpose or active purpose for them on the wild in our nature. They are an invasive species. There's no natural predator. If they're out there, they will keep spreading and rapidly given their birth rate and their resilience and intelligence. So no, I don't think there's a Save the Pigs movement just yet. I mean, they are cute. People do like that old movie Babe. So maybe right. If there's an aggressive movement, there could be a Save the Pigs movement. But no, wild pigs are a serious menace on our landscape in Canada, and they should be treated as such.
They should make a really dark sequel to Babe about the Judas pig.
Oh my God. Babe Iscariot.
Thanks, Jason.
My pleasure.
Jason Markusoff is McLean's man in Alberta, and by extension, kind of ours, too. That was The Big Story. For more from us, you'll find us at thebigstorypodcast.ca. You can find us on Twitter, and we want to talk to you, at TheBigStoryFPN. You can find our friendly brother and sister pod, Something for Everyone, at frequencypodcastnetwork.com. We've got some more things coming soon. And of course, all of our podcasts, everywhere you get them, whatever app you can think of, I don't have to name them, just choose your favorite. Thanks for listening. I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings. We'll talk tomorrow.